This is CPR News. I'm Nathan Heffel. A Colorado Springs man has been sentenced to nearly 3 years in federal prison for his actions at the U.S. Capitol on January 6th. Jacob Travis Clark was convicted of one felony and five misdemeanors. In text messages before the protest, Clark anticipated it would become violent. Prosecutors argued his assault on an officer with a wooden board while inside the Capitol was also part of a group that stormed the Senate chambers. Meanwhile, hearings continued today in a lawsuit accusing former President Donald Trump of insurrection. The case argues Trump is disqualified from holding office again under the 14th Amendment. Attorneys for the former president laid out their side in an opening statement on Monday. CPR's Benta Berkland was in the courtroom.
They argue that this entire case is illegitimate, and they believe Democrats are trying to steal the presidential race. They say it's undemocratic and it's election interference. And then on the legal side, Trump's attorneys are arguing that he did not personally commit an insurrection, and so the 14th Amendment doesn't apply to him. And they've already highlighted social media posts in which Trump asked people to remain peaceful and to go home.
That was CPR's Benta Berkland. The hearing is expected to take all week. A wildfire burning mostly in Pueblo County is nearly contained. The St. Charles fire started more than 2 weeks ago and prompted pre-evacuation notices in both Pueblo and Custer counties. Firefighters benefited from the recent cold front that moved through the state, though snow has made it tough to access the fire line. Smoke may still be visible as some hotspots continue to burn. This is CPR News at 7:06.